Westlock. 36 holes wasn't enough to decide the winner of last weekend's Westlock Golf Club's Men's Open, with Slave Lake's Chad Karen defeating Jaden Patel on the third hole of a four-hole playoff to claim the title. Karen and Patel dominated the championship flight of the August 5-6 event, posting identical scores of 152 to force the Sunday afternoon playoff. Karen opened the tournament with a 79, then posted the best round of the weekend with a 73 on Sunday. Course general manager Ryan Provençal said it was an exciting finale that capped a great weekend of golf, that saw 49 men spread across four flights. Although he would have liked to see a few more golfers take part, Provençal said they'll probably look to change the date in 2024 to not conflict with the long weekend. The play was really high. Chad shot a 72 on the final day and the young Patel put up a 75 on Sunday, so it was good, said Provençal. The course will be busy for the remainder of the month with the par 3 shootout August 19, while the club championship goes the weekend of August 26. The annual shootout, which is fundraiser for the club, sees all 18 holes converted to par 3s, with golfers having 18 chances to win $10,000 for a hole-in-one, while there are also five $1 million prizes. It's a fundraiser strictly for us and goes directly to improvements at the course. We'll max it out, so there'll be more than 100 golfers, said Provençal. Provençal loving his new gig. Provençal is in the first year of a two-year contract to manage the facility and said the job is a dream come true. The Westlock native, who previously owned the Napa Auto Parts store, took over in the spring and said he's been getting nothing but positive comments. Provençal, who dabbled in the game as a kid but started taking it more seriously in his 20s, became what's termed an apprentice professional of the PGA of Canada in 2020. Joining Provençal at the course is Ryan Craig, another Westlock native, who's also an apprentice professional, and spent the last 2 years in Barrhead. I love it. The course is in great shape and members seem happy, said Provençal. My goal this year was just to create a more personal feel, and I think we've been successful. And with me and Ryan, we have two professionals on staff, which is unique for a small town course. Provençal said they've been trying to rebuild goodwill in the community and grow the game by offering more junior-level programs. We're seeing faces we haven't seen in a long time, said Provençal. Honestly, I hope I can stay here until I can't work anymore. Sure, there's long days and challenges just like any job, but I just love it here. Men's Open results. Championship flight. First low gross, Men's Open champion, Chad Karen. First low net, Cal Adkins. Second low gross, Jaden Patel. Second low net, Chase Provençal. First flight. First low gross, Brad Bergeson. First low net, Jim Smith. Second low gross, Anil Patel. Second low net, Brent Schuster. Second flight. First low gross, Al McCauley. First low net, Derek St. Laurent. Second low gross, Terry O'Donnell. Second low net, Forrest Lucco. Third flight. First low gross, Byron Miles. First low net, Ron Hunter. Second low gross, Ken Elder. Second low net, Tim Howard. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.